Welcome to Nothing But Net with head coach Cindy Griffin from St. Joe's, who have won six of their last seven games on a roll, ready to go. Let's go, Coach Griffin.
Thanks, Deb. Appreciate it.
Good to see you. How's it going?
Good, good. Happy New Year. Everything's great. Yep. Getting ready
Happy
for
New Year.
Whatever January, the rest of January brings us, we're ready.
Yeah, I mean, it's that time of year. It's always about the grind, the prep, but it's what we love, right? We've been doing it a long time. What keeps you going?
It's great. These players, you know, I think my staff and my players just every day showing up and working hard and, you know, playing for the front of our jersey. And, you know, everybody wants to be successful and they want to work hard doing it and they know what it takes to get there. And I think that's, you know, every day we're getting energy from each other. And I think that's what keeps me going.
You're a product of the Philly Catholic League. That's such a strong, good basketball. It has been for decades. I'm not going to quite say centuries yet, but it's probably going to be centuries by the time you and I get done. I think we talked about this last time, and I think I asked you about this. Have you found or solved the riddle of why Philadelphia has produced so many great basketball coaches? Do you have an answer for me?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think there's a lot of things, but I would say that we all grew up with great coaching, you know, at a very, very young level, you know, from the grade school level with the CYOs being so competitive. And then you get into the high schools and the Philadelphia Catholic League and, you know, they're not making any money. They're not doing it for the money. They just right. do it because they love basketball. And I think that has really, you know, really helped, you know, grow a lot of the game of obviously of basketball, but also produce a lot of great coaches.
There's a really cool tradition in the Philly area, the Big Five. You played in it, you coach in it. What's so unique and special about that?
Yeah, I think it's the familiarity with the, each other, the programs. I think, you know, you're looking at six Division I schools that are within, you know, 5 to 7 miles of each other. Every school offers a different, just a different look, a different curriculum, I think. And then every coach is different. So, I think you can get, you know, whatever you're looking for, you can find it in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go too far. And then it just makes it a little bit more competitive because, you know, I think the quality of athlete, the quality of player and the coaches are phenomenal.
It's definitely unique. I mean, I grew up in the Triangle in North Carolina. So, you know, we have NC State, North Carolina, Duke all there together. And it is fun for the fans, you know, because you pick one or the other, but you don't necessarily always root against the other one, depending on the situation. Sometimes you can root for the other guys. Is there any one particular person now at this point in your career that you follow from a X and O standpoint that you really like and enjoy watching?
Yeah, I mean, I think I always watch UConn. You know, I watch Gino a lot because I have a familiarity with him. Coached my sister in high school. Jim Foster was the head coach and Gino was the assistant coach. So known Gino, he recruited me. He and Chris recruited me, you know, way back when. So there's always a familiar, you know, just Philly thing there. And obviously Dawn Staley, I think Dawn, we coached again, we played together in Keystone State games back in the late 80s. She was my teammate. And then obviously she went on to Virginia, me at St. Joe's. And then just her being at Temple and just being that rival with us with St. Joe's and then going on to win great, you know, national championships at South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So I would say those two, you know.
World-class name dropping, you know, sister played for Gino, played with Dawn on a team. I love it. See, I think people are underestimating your skill. Cindy, I call myself the best non-stat starter in NC State basketball history. 3 years of starting, very few stats. How would you describe your playing days at St. Joe's? Because I know you put the numbers up.
Well, I put a lot of assists up. You know, I say that I scored 1,000 points. Maybe I had 500 assists, but at least somebody scored 1,000 points off of my assist, right? So I take credit for that. But no, we had some great years at St. Joe's, went to the NCAA tournament 3 out of my, I guess, 5 years that I was there because of the redshirt year. Played with some dynamic scorers like Dale Hodges, Kim Foley, Debbie Black was a senior when I was a freshman. So I really got to play with some really great players that are, you know, from the Northeast area, which is really, really cool.
It's very cool. I love talking to you about basketball in the Northeast because I just think it's unique. It's special and it's different. Parts of the city, and it has such a great legacy. You know, there's so many great players and coaches that have come out of there. Okay, you mentioned playing at St. Joe's for 5 years. Your daughter's playing at St. Joe's for 5 years. What's that been like?
She is. It's great. You know, some days it's not always great, but it is great. And I say that because I think I'm harder on her than any other player, because I think the expectations are a little bit higher that she knows what she's doing. Maybe she can't do all the things, but she knows how to do things, you know, or what we're trying to do. So it's been great to spend these 5 years with her and just to watch her grow and mature, and the relationships that she's built independently of, you know, her mom, you know, so I think that's been really, really special.
You always want a player-led locker room. Do you feel like Kylie's helping you in that regard?
Kaylee. Yep. She does. Sorry. You know, I think she, you know, she'll be the first one, I'm sure, you know, to complain about whatever. But I do think that, you know, the kids that we recruit are great program kids and they're great locker room kids. And I'm sure that she, you know, she commands a lot of respect in there just with the work ethic and just the way that things are, you know, the standards that have been set before her with the players that she's played with and that the players that she's playing with now.
Okay, let's break down the A-10 a little bit, because once again, there are really good teams at the top of the league. The non-conference schedule has been good to many teams, and you're right there in the middle. I mean, there's two undefeated teams at the time of this taping, but there's going to be a lot of teams right there in the middle. You look at somebody like Davidson's lost a bunch of overtime games, and, you know, Richmond is, you know, with Maggie Dugan, a Philly kid. Where would you assess where the A-10 is right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're hot. You know, I think we're in position to get multiple teams in the tournament. I mean, I hope that we're even continue to be part of those conversations. I think today, as you said, the time of the taping, I think Rhode Island's getting some receiving some votes today. And it's just great to see. You know, I think we have some dynamic players. I mean, obviously, Dugan at Richmond's really been a national player just with their experience in the Atlantic 10 and in the NCAA tournament last year. So I think it even gives a little bit more notoriety to the league. And, you know, we've been able to, a lot of us have been able to play a national schedule. And I think that's really, really important too, mm-hmm. because I think all, you know, when the committee sits down and they look at where the A-10 is and who have they played and, you know, their net is this, but what's their schedule like? And I think that's something that we've been battling for so many years. And this year, even, you know, more than ever, I think it's very, very strong. And I think there's a big debate. There needs to be a big debate about multiple teams again.
There should be a big debate about it because the quality of the play has been outstanding. And when you look at Maggie Dugan in particular, I want to ask you this, Cindy, because you've been around for a long time. You probably know Maggie's mother. You know so much about the roots of Philly and getting a first team All-American is not easy. There's a lot of competition, but to be one of the top 10 players in the country would be significant for the A-10 if Maggie Dugan could accomplish that feat. Now, everybody's going to be gearing to try to stop her and do everything they can, and this is a very balanced, competitive league. What would you say about Maggie's skill set that, because you've been on committees and you've been in other places where conversations about players around the A-10 come up, how would you bolster Maggie's case?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole thing is, okay, well, who's she playing against? What's the quality of athlete that she's playing against? And time again, Maggie, along with other players in this league, have proven themselves. And what I was talking about from last year's NCAA tournament, I mean, what they did, Richmond as a group, but also Maggie individually, I mean, she's always going to be attracting the opponent's best defender. And to be able to get those numbers up against, you know, the best and their team still be successful and be able to score, I think that's going to be, you know, the telltale of where a player like Dugan kind of fits into the national, mm-hmm. You know, spectrum of talented players, All-American players.
There's a lot of great talent out there. It just seems like there's more talent than ever before. I know when I'm putting all my lists together for a Naismith or a Wooden or other things that I vote on, it used to be pretty hard to find 50 to start the preseason. And now it is really challenging to just stick to 50. It's grown so much. You mentioned hot. You guys are 6 of your last 7. What is it about what you guys got going on right now with your team? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you see is a lot of connectivity. You know, I think you look and you say, okay, we lost 85% of our scoring. Who's going to pick up, you know, all that scoring, and what does that look like? And you know, I think we're just the sum of the parts is what we are. You know, we've got great connectivity. We got great chemistry. We share the ball really, really well. When it's time to score, we do have guys that can step up, the Gabby Caseys, the Aaliyah Sneeds, the Ryan Stokes. So we do have very talented players, but they have to buy into, you know, the team concept. And I think they've done a really good job of that. I think we've done a great job on both ends of the floor. You know, we're still learning a little bit about each other. I think as is every roster at this point, right? I mean, sure. I think you kind of know, and you're getting deeper into the league, and now you're getting some familiar faces, some familiar foes. And so I'm just really pleased with the way that we've been able to grow and kind of adapt to, you know, game to game and what we need.
You are one of the most respected coaches, not just in the A-10, across the country. Everybody likes Cindy. I don't know anybody that's ever said a bad word about you or anything like that. So I hope you have a good bonus structure in place, because when basketball season is over, it's you and me, baby. We're going to hit, and I'm going to take all your bonus money.
I can't wait to take you
out on the golf course. What do you think?
I love being out there, Deb. Anytime, you know, it just – sometimes I don't do it as much because it's a lot. It's time consuming. Yeah. But if I'm doing it with you, we're like kind of working, right?
I mean, yeah, it's
like,
it'd be work. Yeah, it's work playing with me. Because yeah. I'm going to take you out here to Bulls Bay. That's our club. That's where I want you to come down and see me.
I would love that. Yeah.
We're going to keep a little show and tell going. I love golf too. You know, my maiden name is Mulligan. And I recently saw Teresa Grants, who is Shank. And yeah. Mulligan and Shank can't be on the golf course together. So I already told her that's not possible. I got another... Got a little show and tell for you right here. Okay, this right here.
Oh, nothing but net. Debbie Antonelli.
Yeah, this is my very first basketball rim ever as a little girl.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look at this. Everywhere we've gone, my dad would take it down, build me another goal. Now, I never had a fancy goal, right? My dad would put up a piece of plywood on a pole or something, and then we move, he'd take it down. But I still have it, and my parents saved it for me. What do you think when you see this?
Oh, that's tremendous. I think old school. I think getting out in the driveway and just shooting and working on your moves, imagining yourself against whoever, you know, and winning the championship.
That's what I think about, is chasing the ball down the hill. And now I got a dish, you know, I have Dr. Dish in my garage. I can pull it out and knock down some shots. You're never too old to keep shooting.
No, never too old to keep shooting. That's awesome. Okay.
I got one more prop for you. When do you think you would need this seatbelt? When would you need this in basketball?
Oh, man. When you're going on a plane, I guess. You look like the airline stewardess practicing.
No. I need it sometimes for some players in our game that I got to buckle in. Like, I need to carry this on the road with me. I get excited. Like, I can't sit still.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. What do you think? Think I should take this on the road with me?
Absolutely. Yeah. You got to always stay calm, Deb. You know, shooters got to stay calm.
How do you stay calm? Because I don't see you always calm over there.
Yeah, I'm pretty calm. I mean, I was a point guard, so we were a little level-headed. You know, you can't be too hot, you can't be too cold, right? You got to be like, never let them show that you're sweating, right? You got to got to absorb it a little.
You are one of the great guests on our show. Thank you for being with us on Nothing But Net. It's always fun to chat with you, Cindy. We're going to find that golf date. If I got to come up to Philly, I'll come up there. But I need you to win some bonus money so I can take it.
Listen, I'm all about that. That's awesome. I would love that. I would love that. Regardless, we'll get it done.
I'm sure I'm going to need a few strokes from you, but we'll have fun when we get to do it. It's Cindy Griffin, the head coach at St. Joe's, one of our great friends on Nothing But Net. Thank you, coach.
All right. Thanks, Deb. Have a good one.